This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States wants a vote on a UN resolution on tougher sanctions for North Korea following its latest missile launches. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more on the story.
The United States called for a vote Thursday on a UN resolution that would impose tougher sanctions on North Korea for its recent launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles that can be used to deliver nuclear weapons. But the measure faces opposition from North Korea's neighbors China and Russia, which both said at the council meeting on May 11th they wanted to see new talks and not more punishment for the North. Whether China and Russia will use their veto power to block the measure or abstain remains to be seen. The announcement of the vote came hours after South Korea reported North Korea test-launched a suspected ICBM and two shorter-range missiles. It also followed Tuesday's conclusion of U.S. President Joe Biden's Asia trip that included stops in South Korea and Japan, where he reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to defend both allies in the face of the North's nuclear threat. Wednesday's launches were the 17th round of missile firings this year by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the country's official name. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday he would be open to negotiations with Russia, but only direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking by video link to the World Economic Forum, Zelensky said there is a potential for finding a diplomatic way out of the conflict if Putin understands reality. Zelensky added that the first step towards talks with Russia would be for Russian forces to withdraw back to the lines that were in place before Russia launched its invasion back on late February the 24th. This is VOA News. A candlelight vigil to honor George Floyd's memory at the intersection where he died was among the remembrances Wednesday night for the second anniversary of the black man's killing at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. Earlier, President Joe Biden signed a policing order as Floyd was being commemorated. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order Wednesday to improve accountability in policing. The signing came 2 years to the day that George Floyd died while detained by police in Minneapolis. Floyd's family was in attendance at the White House.
Events remembering your loved ones, even though they're met with great reverence, are really hard. Everything's come back as if it was happening yesterday.
The event followed by one day yet another mass shooting in America, this one at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on.
Biden said he and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde in the coming days to meet with the families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wednesday, less than 24 hours after the teenage gunman massacred 19 children and two teachers and left others severely wounded inside an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reversed his stance on seeking a vote on gun control measures that have passed the House of Representatives. Schumer initially suggested there was little point in bringing up the measures because Senate Republicans would use the chamber's filibuster rule to put them from coming to a final vote, and the issue would be central in the November midterm elections. But later in the day, however, after furious blowback on social media from supporters of stricter controls of firearms, the majority leader returned to the Senate floor with a different message, saying, quote, "Let me be clear. We are going to vote on gun legislation." It remained unclear, however, when such a vote would take place and how it would change the status quo. There have been more than 200 mass shootings in the U.S. since the beginning of 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday he would be open to negotiations for talks with Russia, direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And also, the U.S. envoy to Iran said nuclear talks, he's making the case, that is, for staying in the troubled negotiations for now. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.